Chapter 17, Right Alignment. The next 12 months were a real awakening. Wrapping up one marriage in my life and embarking on another was super messy. Working full-time in retail did not fit. Not being home for the children when they finished school or to cook dinner was hard for me. Working late nights was also a challenge for me. I did my best to get my head around the figures and to mold into the department store's way of doing things. My heart was always for the people. I believed that if my team were happy, fulfilled and pumping, the figures would come. This business was started by a Christian. It was built on relationships with collaboration, honesty and transparency being key. The business had moved far from this model. I found I was working in a business that was built on fear. Don't cross the regional manager. If he doesn't like you, you're out. Funny, I'd been here before. Although the money was great to have in the bank account, I was not prepared to stand down on my values and principles of honouring one another. The reality was that I had been brought in to do a job and turn the store over. I really thought that a family business birthed out of Christian values was going to be open, honest, and upfront. The regional manager said many times, "We want new ideas, a fresh approach to build and grow the business." However, the reality was, "This is how we do it here." The two didn't sit together. I watched manipulation and underhanded tactics play out before me. Private conversations, closed doors, and calls behind people's backs. It was toxic. We produced the results, but it was all driven by fear. I genuinely believed that given an opportunity to empower, encourage, and embrace the people, the store had the potential to really fly and outperform its larger neighbour, which was the constant bone of contention. In the meantime, I was going to church on Sundays. Martha was getting lifts to shows and continuing to compete with her ponies. Arthur enjoyed tinkering on projects at home. They both continued with their school and regional hockey level. Sports, in this case hockey and horses, have always been lifelines for us all. Hawke's Bay Hockey and their community were real people, there to support and help. I have a huge amount to thank the coaches, organisers and parents throughout this time. New Year's Eve came. My children were with Alexander's family over this time, having fun at Lake Taupo, on the boat and jet ski, water skiing, kneeboarding, biscuiting with cousins and friends. It warmed my heart to know that this legacy was continuing. This time was always a special time of connection and fun for them. A good friend, Unati, came round and joined Jasper, Kev and myself for a barbecue to bring the new year in. She shared her story and testimony, and I made a commitment that night. In my head, I gave my life to Jesus. "Okay," I said, "I'm in for a year. If you're as good as you appear to be, I'll stay. Otherwise, I'm out. I'm all in for a year, though." I didn't tell anyone. I just had a real sense of peace. And I crossed over from the old Sally to the new Sally, at the birth of a new year. The first thing that happened was a women's conference that came up at church. I really did not want to go, and yet I had said that I was in for a year. This was a God thing at our church, and I was going to stand by my word of being all in. I didn't get to pick and choose. I just had to go. I swapped days off at work, and I dreaded it. However, it was the best event I had ever been to. God kindly gave me two visions at the end. One was a celebration and the other was a black stick shirt, like the one worn by our national hockey players. The celebration came when I left the Napier store in March, exactly as I had seen the vision of the celebration at the conference. I had done my dash. Everyone was ready to step up. And the regional manager and I agreed that it was time for me to step out. I'm very grateful for such a positive end to my time in the business. Thanks to learning from my previous experience and an amazing gentleman named Alex and his team who navigated my exit beautifully. The blackstick shirt was fulfilled when Martha made the under 18 junior blackstick squad and then the under 21s blackstick squad the following year. I strongly recommend seeking advice that when you are unhappy at work, when you know things aren't sitting right. It has been such a joy to see people work their stuff through and come out on top. Some of the clients I have worked with who have been finding their workspace challenging ended up seeing their current job differently, choosing to stay and quickly getting promoted. Others have soon had a new contract in their hands from another company and get to hand in their resignation with their heads held high. It's a win-win either way. I was back on a mission, this time with a superpower I had no idea about. I dug deep and really thought about what I was good at, where I had been celebrated, where I was intrinsically motivated, and where I had been received with favour. Where my brilliance really was. It was with people. And my last decade had been growing healthy teenagers, both at home and in Project K. So this is where I started. I applied for jobs in youth development and the career space. One company could offer me a role that fit my gift profile and experience almost perfectly. However, it was in Whanganui, 2.5 hours away. I considered it. It would mean being away Monday to Friday. That didn't fit with my aim to have more time with my family and being there for my children. However, I was up to see what they were about and offering. They apparently couldn't interview me via Zoom, so they expected me to travel to Wellington, 3.5 hours away, and were not prepared to reimburse travel costs. I quickly realised that while the job description fit, the location and culture did not. This wasn't the answer. Kev and I were discussing the options. He looked at me and said, "You have all the contacts and connections. You have all the skills to do this. Why don't you run your own business here in Hawke's Bay?" I had sworn to myself that I would never run my own business. I would work for someone else, give them my best as if it was my own business, and not have the headache or responsibility of the finances or legalities. A bit like writing this book, it was never on my radar to run my own business or work for myself. I was and am a people person and didn't want the stress. I quite like the security of giving my best in return for a regular paycheck with no real responsibility. Anyway, it sat with me. Lynette Breen had been amazing in my hour of darkness. She had been the life coach that I needed. She had the questions I needed when I couldn't forgive my ex-husband and needed to move on. When I was holding on to bitterness and resentment from way back, without knowing, she had helped me to release it. And she had taken each and every one of our family through the gift, this precious summer, so that we could blend as a family with a clear understanding of how we think differently. I wanted to start this family strong with kindness, compassion, and connection. It was really important to me to leave the past behind and to make this a fresh, clean start. It looked like this might be the case for the next steps in my working out my career, too. The following Sunday, we invited Ken and Lynette for a coffee after church. And I shared that Kev thought instead of finding a business to fit me and my skill set, maybe I should start my own business. The need was there, and I had all the skills and talents, qualities and characteristics to make it work. However, I needed a mentor to help me, and with the how. They both were in and up for it. So in April 2019, Inspiring Perspectives was born, and I coached my first client. This was my crossover point. It didn't seem to matter how many times I fell over. It turned out it was how many times I got back up and stood that counted. And this time, I was in a completely new territory. Looking back, I can see I was becoming really aware of the people who were around me. They weren't my enemies. They wanted the best for me. This was a totally new perspective for me. I was able to let people in. They wanted to help and were there with to share their wisdom, insight, skills and talents with me so I could get going. It was like they knew me, yet they didn't know me. There was something special about them, something supernatural that I couldn't put my hand on. A warmth and a peace, a serenity about them, a calmness that whatever happened, they stood. They were fearless, yet gentle. They were leaders, influencers, and made a positive impact wherever they went. I wanted what they had. I was curious. For the first time in my life, I felt like I was home. I had spent 48 years searching for love, for family, and a place to call home. And without knowing it, this was it. I had no idea at the time how pivotal this time was, or what had opened up inside of me to allow goodness to flow in and through my life. I recall that, back when I was at high school, a group of us chose to study churches in the Isle of Wight for our Silver Duke of Edinburgh Award expedition. I still have fond and clear memories of those churches, the peace, the craftsmanship, the legacy, and the history. Of being in awe of those who had gone before us to create a place of rest, of hope, and of peace for others and many generations to come. I have since become aware of how many leaders, influencers, and impact makers have the same power source, their faith in God. Here are a list of a few that I know of who have positively impacted my personal life in one way or another. Dr. Benjamin Hardy is at the cutting edge of organizational psychology. He's like one of the top in our time, and pioneering author on future self. Jordan B. Peterson, with his perspective on 12 rules for life that bring absolute abundance. Graham Cook and Dion Fansale, who run Brilliant School of Leadership, transforming businesses and lives far beyond any normal or expected outcomes. Pedro Adeo, who leads 100X, a kingdom entrepreneurship movement that is truly international in its reach, transforming people's lives. Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi, who run multi-million dollar businesses in the personal development space. Denzel Washington, Matthew McConaughey, and Tom Hanks, whose wisdom and insight goes far beyond their outstanding acting careers. Dr. Caroline Leaf, the leading neuroscientist of our time. C.S. Lewis, whose books have a depth and resonance to them that go far beyond the pages themselves. I believe we'll see more and more of these blessed people creating for more influence and impact. Reflect and reframe. The reality is, God has made me from day one. I was coming full circle to where I started. It was time to come home. I had been brought up with the word at school and been to Sunday school a few times, not many, and had loved that time in the choir. I had chosen to study churches as I was always aware of a presence. I'd gone off for 30 years and done life my way. I thought it was all down to me, that I had to have my ducks in a row. I had no idea that I had a spiritual father in heaven who loved me, who wanted to bless me, and was always looking out for me. Neither did I know there was a Jesus guy who was like my brother, who had laid down his life and died for me, and that he had taken all of my rubbish to the grave with him, so I didn't have to live in guilt, shame, anxiety, stress, worry, judgment, or condemnation. When he rose, so did I. I became the new Sally when I turned towards him and said yes. And then I got the Holy Spirit, who hangs out with my conscience and helps me to move in the right direction. It all sounds nuts. However, it could not be more real. I had been searching for the answers all my life. I had read heaps of self-help books, had gone to events and sought out help from counsellors and psychologists. Each had played a part, but it was all so piecemeal. Every time I took a step forward, it seemed like I took two steps back. Every time I learned something new, I seemed to be more aware of how much I didn't know. So this Jesus God thing was worth a go. It sat in my heart, and I had nothing to lose. Dear reader, where are you on your faith journey? Are you over all the fix-it plans, courses, and events that are great for the moment but make you feel emptier afterwards? I said I was in it for a year, and 5 years later, I'm still here. I hear you ask why. What is so good about your life now that you didn't have before? Everything. Everything I ever dreamed of or hoped for has been given to me. from a loving family to fulfilling work, beautiful friends, good health mentally, physically and spiritually, amazing homes, more than one, it's nuts, living in the fruit bowl of New Zealand, growing many of our own fruit and veggies, the list of blessings is endless. And all of this with no striving, no pushing, no having to prove myself or being someone that I'm not. I'm finally free to be me, truly happy in my own skin, at peace in my heart and mind. And through it all, I get to pass everything that has been given to me on to you. Everything that is available in heaven is available to us here on earth when we say yes to Jesus. This is a crazy journey of adventure and discovery, one where I win or I learn, one of continuous growth and development while I'm here, where I really get to do and live my best life and have a guarantee of hanging out with Jesus when I'm done. It's flipping nuts. If you would like to be where I am now, if you would like to accept Jesus into your heart, I encourage you to read this next section out loud. Actually, you could do what I did and just read it in your head. This is just the beginning of a truly fulfilling life. If you choose to read this out loud or in your head, I encourage you to get in touch with me, www.inspiringperspectives.co.nz, and there's a contact page. It would be my personal joy and honour to connect you with the right people at the right time to walk with you on this wonderful journey of adventure and discovery we call life, because this is just the beginning. Hi, Jesus. Thank you for laying down your life for me. Thank you for paying in full for all my stuff-ups and my excess baggage. I give this excess baggage that I have been carrying to you now, all my rubbish. And I encourage you readers to just, or listeners, to just literally give him all the things that weigh you down, whether it's anxiety, guilt, worry, shame, addictions, violence, whatever it is for you, speak it out and say, I lay it all down and leave it with you. And I choose you in return. I believe you are the great exchange. I choose to pick up my new luggage, the great exchange that you promised, a life full of love, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, joy, faithfulness, and self-control. I invite you to walk with me and show me how to live and cherish these new gifts that you have blessed me with. Jesus, I invite the Holy Spirit into my heart to teach me and guide me so that I can become the gifted, talented, amazing human being God created me to be before I was even born. Thank you for my new beginning, for my fresh start, for the birth of a new Sally, or whatever your name is. Thank you that I am chosen and loved, that you will never leave me or forsake me. I look forward to our wonderful future together, filled with love, peace, joy, and the goodness of God. With love, whatever your name is. In my case, Sally. Lord, I personally pray for each person who is listening to this, that they choose you, that they choose the way, the truth, and the life, that they choose a life of abundance, and that they say no to all the stuff that doesn't belong to them. I love the fact, Jesus, that you say, come all who are weary, who are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. I love you, Jesus, that you say, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, because, Lord, that's exactly how I have experienced you. And Lord, I love the fact that you have, every time I interact with somebody, I coach somebody, I do a session with someone, you take weight off their shoulders. I love that in the weight, you take the weight away. So Lord, for those who are carrying stuff, whose friends, family, people, words have been spoken over them, all that stuff that is weighing them down, Lord, Right now, I just pray that whoever is listening to this, that weight is removed. I release, I stand in the gap, and I release all shame, all guilt, all worry, all sickness, all disease from the shoulders of those who are listening to this right now. And I ask you, Lord, that as you exchange that, as you take that away for us, we give it to you and you take it. I ask for that beautiful, great exchange. And that there's a peace and a rest and a release right now, a release now. That's the word I get, release now for whoever's listening. And I ask for full restoration because you said that. You said that you would restore us back to our beautiful master settings. So I call that in now in Jesus' name. Amen. Call to adventure. I was a shocker, making a deal with Jesus, telling him how it was going to be. I'm in for a year, and then if I like it, I'll stay, and if I don't, I'm out. Everything I have today is because of him. Every healthy relationship, every piece of business acumen that I am learning, all the cool people I get to hang out with. It is all because he has gone ahead of me and is lighting my way. There's no pressure, no stress, no have-tos. I get to choose. I get to write this book. I get to help people in their darkest hour step into the light. I get to be the vessel he uses to heal people physically, mentally, and spiritually. I am his firecracker. I ignite the flame within and set people free on their own unique and amazing path and journey of adventure. My call to adventure is to challenge you with this invitation. No one is twisting your arm. No one is telling you what to do. It is an invitation to step into your divine purpose and calling, to join those that make the world a better place, to be counted as one of them. If you are where I was, then just do as I did. You can read the commitment to Jesus above quietly to yourself. He will hear you and know your heart. And open yourself up to the doors that are open and massive opportunities that come your way. As I saw then, I had nothing to lose and everything to gain. Come and make this the rest of your life, the best of your life, and live a life with no regrets. Welcome to a whole new world. He replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have the faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Matthew 17:20-21, NIV.